On the line now, I'm hoping that we have, and I'm hoping that she can hear me, Annabelle Alpers. Good morning, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, kia ora. Welcome to Waiheke Radio. I believe you're down in Nelson at the moment. Is that right?
Actually, I'm in Wellington.
Oh, you're in Wellington. Ah, for us, that's pretty close to Nelson, to be honest. Yeah. okay, Annabelle Alpers, you've been described as having produced the most arresting and distinctive pop music ever made in this country. That would have been, I guess, when you were Bachelorette. And now you've changed. You're living in Baltimore, is that right?
That's right, yeah, living in the US, in Baltimore.
And is part of the reason that you're doing this kind of work, am I right that you're sort of reconnecting with Aotearoa in a way, because you've got a lot of found sounds in this music, is that right?
That's right, yeah, it kind of, from the start, that's been part of the motivation behind this project, is to connect with Aotearoa, because... you know, I miss it when I'm away. When I was touring a lot in Bachelorette, I went around and I had my Zoom recorder and I would record different sounds. When I stayed with friends, my friend in South Canterbury, I would record the bird sounds and the sounds of the bonfire and... the same when I was in Baltimore, you know, so it's sort of in different parts of the world. So
I think most New Zealanders think of Baltimore as a sort of a place where the sounds might be extremely urban and pretty rough. I mean, that's what we get off television, of course, which isn't fair on Baltimore. But yeah. How do you mix the urban sounds of the sort of, you know, pretty hardcore US city with those beautiful sounds of Aotearoa's nature?
Well, I mean, I didn't really go out of my way to record urban sounds as such in Baltimore. It's more kind of domestic sounds in a way, because that's what my life in Baltimore is mostly about. I sort of ended up settling down there with my partner. And
this is Adam, right? Who's the other half of Hammercop?
Yes.
Am I right? Is that how you pronounce it? Hammercop?
That is right, yep.
Annabelle, you're going to play on Waiheke, which is why, you know, obviously, and we'll talk about your gig on the island shortly, but can you tell us a little about Hammercop? Because I didn't know it. I looked it up and it's a wading bird.
That's right. It's, actually, it's a bird that is in the aviary at the Baltimore Zoo. Mm-hmm. And while I was working on this project, the kind of idea of migrating birds became something I based a lot of the music around, because that's sort of how I feel being based in Baltimore, but coming from New Zealand and, you know, flying back home whenever I can. And so there's sort of this imagery of, you know, birds with their homing instinct and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but yeah, When I went to the Baltimore Zoo, I just saw that name and liked it,
and it
just
stuck.
Seemed to fit the project in a way. This bird stuck in the zoo at Baltimore from the other side of the world, you know.
Can I ask you how you feel about the term space pop? Is that okay?
That's fine. Yep, that's fine. I probably used that myself.
Right, yeah, it's so easy for the music world to box people. I'm just always a bit. I know. For example, Marlon Williams hates being called alt country, but I can't think of anything else I'd call him. But you know, so I'm just checking, is space pop okay? So, space pop is a 5-speaker surround sound setting, is how it's described. I guess I'm sorry, remote. So remote is the event, if you like, that you guys will be bringing to Waiheke, and it's a project that you've done with Adam. Space pop in a 5-speaker surround sound setting. So this is a sort of audio experience rather than a music gig. Or is it somewhere in between the two?
It's between the two, yes. It's still got a kind of poppiness about it, in the sense that, you know, it still has beats and melodies and that kind of thing. But there's also a lot of textural sounds with it. Yeah, I guess it's a, sort of a melding between more poppy style music and soundscapes, you might say.
You've used the word catharsis for your own personal musical experiences, that you know, you found a catharsis of listening to the different layers of music and I've also read somewhere where you said playing in a pub was, you know, people were just having their Friday night and not really listening. Mm. And I know you don't blame them for that, but this is something else. This is something where you really, really listen. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's right. It was, whenever I've made music, it's always been with the idea of, you know, what would I want to hear as someone with my taste, yeah. What kind of show would I want to go to? And I sort of realized when I was touring with Bachelorette that really the environments that I was playing in weren't the kind of environments I wanted to listen to music in. And so that's the point of this project, is, you know, creating the listening and environment that I would want to be in, to hear music. And it's about, you know, giving people the space and time to just listen, and for it to not have to be a background to anything else. You know, often we listen to music when we're in our cars or we're doing the dishes, or, you know, it's always a background to something else. But this is about music just being for itself, you know. It's almost
a dark experience, isn't it, when you sort of reduce your senses and just let the music take over and close your eyes and just be with sound. We don't do that as often as we used to, I think, in this life.
Yeah, well, I mean, I find that it can, and that's, I guess, where that word, the description of it being a cathartic experience, comes from, because I think if you really listen to music, it can be very inspiring, and, you know, images pop up in your mind from hearing music on its own. And it's why we've deliberately steered away from using any visuals along with the music, because
that must be tempting, is it, because of the sort of audiovisual world that music is so much in these days. It must have been perhaps not tempting for you, but there might have been some pressure to actually put some visuals up.
Oh, yeah. Often, people just assume that there are visuals if you're not a band.
Yeah.
But I sort of think I think in a way it can be a little insulting to audiences to assume they need
multiple sensory input. Yeah.
Yeah, that people's minds are capable of creating their own visuals to the music they hear, and that's what it's about, just giving people that opportunity to really listen.
Now, the show's called Remote. Was this the one that you wrote in a sort of distant hut, or was that something else?
Oh, that was Isolation
Loop. Okay, Remote, Isolation. You're not feeling lonely, are you, Annabelle?
No, I'm not. Remote, it refers more to New Zealand. Being very remote, you know, especially now that I'm living in the US, it's far away, and that sort of, you know, I think anyone from New Zealand who ends up living overseas, mm-hmm. it starts to idealize it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it is idyllic in so many ways, but yeah, it feels so remote when you're that far away from it. And then it also just refers to the sounds, you know, coming from separate speakers. They sort of have their own remote location.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, we're very much looking forward to the show on Waiheke. I believe there's a limited number of tickets, so I suggest people get in and book early. In terms of the gig here, because I know that you're bringing Remote to the Auckland Fringe Festival, and I think we're just lucky through some great organisation from our works to grab you over for a night on Waiheke on Friday, March the 1st. For local people listening, there will also be Waiheke's fabulous Indie 500 DJs Flat White and Fluffy. We'll be spinning more of their enviable wax, carefully chosen from their collection of nearly 6 million records outside the artworks before the event. So just for the local context. So listen, thank you so much for your time this morning, Annabelle. Good luck with the tour, which will, as I say, take in Waiheke on Friday, March the 1st. Folks, get your tickets now, because this will be a one-off and an incredible opportunity to see one of New Zealand's most distinctive pop artists, if you don't mind me saying so, while you're still on the radio.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Annabelle Alpers, thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to seeing you on Waiheke, and all the best for the tour.
Thanks.
Cheers. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.